Proclamation number 3327 of 12th of November, 1944. Consequences of thought and action. Will decision. Man is given the freedom to think and act according to his will. Consequently, he must also take the effect of his thinking and acting upon himself. His thinking will earn him truth or error, depending on his will, his acting reward or punishment. And he can make no one responsible for it but himself. But in order for his thoughts and actions to take the right direction which will bring him truth and reward, God, in his love, comes to his aid by giving him instructions, by informing him of his will which the human being should use as a guideline for his thoughts and actions. Thus he puts himself in contact with the human being through his servants on earth and in the beyond by imparting his word to them through them, by giving his servants the task to proclaim his will to people and to preach the word of God to them. Thus he gives them enlightenment about good and evil, about right and wrong, but he leaves it up to the human being what he wants to decide. The human being is initially without any knowledge of what is right before God, but he can gain this knowledge if God's word is imparted to him. However, he is not forced to accept it but only encouraged to do so, and again his free will decides. Yet he can never say that it is to decide in one direction. He can never say that he lacks all knowledge of God's will, for God always informs him, only in different ways. For since God gave the human being free will, the possibility to make a decision absolutely belongs to it, and this again presupposes knowledge of God's will, otherwise the human being could not be held responsible. So he will not withhold this knowledge of divine will from him either. But how he attunes himself to it is up to him. But the state of knowledge, the degree of truth he now finds himself in, and also the measure of bliss in the kingdom of the beyond is corresponding, for both are the consequences of his free decision of will. Thus the human being himself shapes his life and the beyond through his will. Amen.